Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Neinor Homes conference call for the earnings announcement for the first 9 months of 2019. The presentation is hosted by our CEO, Borja García-Egotxeaga, and our Deputy CEO and CFO, Jordi Argemí. Following the presentation, we'll do a questions and answers session consisting of live questions over the phone, as well as questions submitted through the platform. In addition to the recording that will be available in a couple of days, within the next few days, we have a transcript of this conference call available for you to download. Borja, let us begin.
Thank you very much, Juan. Good afternoon, everyone. The objective of today's call is to present the results of the third quarter of 2019. As we promised in our last presentation 3 months ago, we have been fully focused on execution, and today it is a pleasure to show how the company runs in the right way with a stronger visibility for the upcoming years. This presentation consists of 3 main parts. First, we will look at the key highlights of the company, zooming into the development activity progress during the third quarter of the year. Then, as usual, we will give an overview of the status of our business plan from 2019 to 2021. Following this, I will give the word to Jordi, and he will go through the financials. Finally, we will finish with the presentation with a Q&A session. So please, if you take the document, moving to slide number 5. The most important message here, once again, is that Neinor Homes is a profitable company that keeps on dispatching positive cash flows quarter by quarter, and that generated an adjusted EBITDA of more than 44 million euros during these 3 quarters of the year, what is fully compliant with our BP. I will focus on 6 key concepts to guide you through the highlights that made this possible. First, regarding the development activity, the company has the equivalent of 12,500 units of the premium land bank in Spain, with 5,600 units of work in progress and finished product. During these 3 quarters, we have launched the works for more than 2,300 units, obtained licenses for more than 1,500 units, while we are managing licenses for more than 1,800 units. On top of this, we have delivered 572 units. As we will see later, by the end of Q3, all the developments that will be delivered this year have finished the construction works. Our pre-sales activity is very strong. In these 9 months, we have sold more than 1,000 units, aligned with our BP, and we have accumulated more than 3,000 units and more than 1 billion in our order book. Thanks to our unique comparative advantage in go-to-market, our online platform, and our Neinor stores, we are able to have more than 100 developments with more than 7,300 units under commercialization, giving us a full visibility and a de-risk business plan for the following years due to a high sales coverage. As you can see, today, more than 95% for 2019, 60% for 2020, and 35% for 2021 are already pre-sold. The margin protection strategy represents a top priority for the company. We keep offsetting the CapEx inflation with the HPA capture, having a positive impact on our profits. During these first 3 quarters, the company captured a development gross margin of 31% for the units delivered. For more details, please check the first and the second appendix. For the end of the year, as we have been saying during the whole 2019, we expect to keep controlling cost inflation via HPA, concluding in a net effect on our bottom line. We now go to the next and important topic, our land strategy. Back in April, we said we will be only become buyers in a land market where we see when we see profitable opportunities. And that, in the meantime, we will use to serve a back program to buy our own land bank at a big discount, which we already did. After a year without buying, this month we secured in advance 2 very good land plots in the Basque Country for 10 million euros, we are seeing the first signs of the market turning in favor of buyers. We have a growing firepower, and we plan to use it on a very accretive deals. We are working on a strong acquisitions pipeline of over 150 million euros, and at the same time, we are working with non-natural holders of 30 billion of land assets, where Neinor can play an important role. As an addition, we can also sell land when it fits with the company strategy and we find an opportunistic deal. As for instance, the plot sold during this quarter, 1.8 times over its book value in a sector where we have more than 300 units. Regarding our ancillary business, our legacy portfolio stands at 23 million euros of book value, and 13 million euros were sold in this third quarter of the year. Servicing keeps generating positive EBITDAs with more than 14 million euros for this period and revenues of 22 million euros in line with our business plan. Finally, a glance at our financials, 242 million euros in total revenues, more than 44 million adjusted EBITDA, 1.3 billion euros in inventories, and a conservative net debt of 305 million euros. Jordi will dive in these numbers in a few minutes. So now let's move, please, to the next slide, slide number 6. Here we find San Just Homes and Via Homes as our main examples of the deliveries in the third quarter in Catalonia and Madrid, showing our national reach and operational capacity in the different Spanish regions where Neinor is present. In total, 572 units were notarized by the end of Q3, with a gross margin of 31%. Moving to slide number 7, we will focus on the progress of our current business plan from 2019 to 2021. The main message here remains the same as we said in the last presentation of our BP. We have full visibility and other risk business for the next 3 years when we reach our run rate target. We have a solid grasp on timings, revenues, and risk control. Focusing on the deliveries for this year, as you can see, by the end of Q3, Neinor delivered almost 600 units. Another 400 units were in the delivery process, and more than 300 units were awaiting for first occupancy license. For the next 3 years, our pre-sales are going in line with our internal strategy of blocking units to optimize HPA and without affecting the steady sales rhythm we need to comply our coverage target for the risk business plan. Our construction progression is also in line with expected assumptions of timings and cost ratios. And licenses have been granted and submitted according to our guidance needs. Moving forward to next slide, our CFO, Jordi Argemí, will give you a deeper view on the financials that I quickly mentioned before.
Thanks, Borja. Let's go to the financial statements in slide 8. Key data points of the P&L. We have closed the semester with 222 million of revenues. We have recorded a gross margin of 80 million, which means a gross margin of 33%, of which the developer margin is 31%. Above the guidance for this year, 2019. We have achieved a positive EBITDA adjusted of 44 million, which means almost two-thirds of the annual EBITDA target of 70 million, and a positive net income of 25 million. If you look at the right-hand side of the slide, you will see the comparison between these numbers and the results achieved in the previous year. You will see that we have doubled the revenues of the development business line, from 100 to 207 million. We have multiplied by 5 times the EBITDA adjusted from 8.5 to 44 million. And we have turned positive the net income from minus 6 million last year to 25 million this year. So basically, from a P&L perspective, we continue showing a solid set of results. The company has done a big jump compared to the previous year and also to the first semester. And we are fully aligned with our business plan. Regarding the balance sheet, it has not changed. We continue with a development stock of 1.3 billion. More than 80% of this stock is active and a similar cash position of 77 million. Regarding the leverage, also no big changes. The statutory net debt amounts to 305 million. This means an increase of 30 million compared to H1, and mainly due to the ABB that we did in July, and the net debt adjusted of 379 million, which implies a loan to value of 21%. This means 4% below the result of Q3 of the previous year. And last comment from my side. Just remember that in H1, we signed an equity swap with Goldman Sachs for up to 100 million. The commitment to the capital markets was 50 million, and we have already bought shares for 46 million, which means that we have almost achieved the target, that we currently own 5% of the capital of the company, and that we are taking advantage of the price of these shares, since we have a blended cost below 11 euros per share. This definitely will result in a short, medium, and long-term benefit for our shareholders.
Thank you very much, Jordi. To finish this presentation, I just want to reinforce four key messages. Neinor Homes is a profitable company with a capacity that has been already proven and that can comfortably achieve its targets. Neinor has the premise land bank for the next 4 years. We have high visibility and a de-risk business plan for the next 3 years when we reach our run rate. And finally, we will be working hard to achieve and exceed your expectations. As the year goes by, we see more and more opportunities, and we will seize each one of them. And as we promise, we will be focused on our investors. Execution, shareholders' profitability, and dividend distribution will be our priorities. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Borja. We'll now go into the Q&A session. First, the operator will invite those connected by phone to ask live questions, indicating how to ask for their turn. Then we will answer those incoming written questions. So, operator, please proceed with the questions over the phone.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, over the phone lines, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, you may press the hash key. Once again, over the phone, just press star and one on your telephone keypad. And we have a question that came through, sir. Your first question, it comes from the line of Jose Cravo. Your line is now open. Please go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, so just my question is on your net debt position at the end of the year. You had a guidance of 450 million euros. Right now you are at 380. And obviously on the fourth quarter, you're going to deliver a lot of units and generate cash flow. Should we think that you'll finish the year below this level of 450 million? Or will you acquire a lot of land in the fourth quarter? Thank you.
It's true that, and you're right, we are below the guidance that we gave to the market. The rationale behind this is because we are being able to use the deposits that we receive from the clients, so we draw less CapEx financing from our facilities. So be sure that we will be below the guidance that we sent to the market. We should be more aligned with 375, 400 million euros rather than 450 million of net debt.
Okay, and just a follow-up. With regards to the land market, you are saying that you are seeing now a buyer's market. Could you give us more comments on this, on what changed? Thank you.
Yeah, as the year is going by, we see a market turning into buyer's market. We find more and more opportunities with better gross margins. As you know, we always have said we want to be very disciplined in the land acquisition. I'll give the word now to our Chief Investment Officer, Mario, that will give you more details about the market.
Yes, good. Let's explain a bit. In the last months, we have been seated with the owners of around 30 billion of land exposure in Spain, and we could say that 95% of that wants to make them liquid, from private equity funds that have an IRR pressure, from Spanish banks that still have a lot of land in the balance, and even developers that should be buyers, but the reality is that most of them are sellers. So We keep our discipline strategy, as Borja is saying, in order to find the best opportunities and also the best momentum to execute them.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, for those who want to ask a question over the phone lines, just press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have no further questions over the phone lines at this moment, sir. You may continue.
Okay. So we will go on to the questions that are coming through the webcast. So we're going to take the questions from Ami Gala. So I will start. The first question is, what is the level of land disposals or sales planned for the next 12 months? Borja, want to take that?
As we have always said, we are developers. So we are here to make money for our business. If we find opportunistic deals, we'll go deep into them. Otherwise, we will not. So there's no previous plan. Simply, it's our business to make the money. The rest for our investors.
The second one is regarding contractors. Are you facing delays from contractors facing financial difficulties in your project? What sort of contingency provisions do you have budget for such difficulties?
Well, we don't see a more difficult year this 2019 in comparison with 2018 or even 2017. So there's a normal situation in the contractors in Spain. In fact, we think that in this year the situation is becoming better than the previous years, because the construction market is more stabilized up to this moment. In fact, we have contingencies, the normal contingencies that we work in a normal development is around 6%, and we have always some buffer for the whole company to cover any extra situation.
Good, and the last question from Ami, Jordi, what was the trend on cancellations in Q3?
The trend has not changed during the year 2019. Actually, we still have a cancellation ratio of around 6% for the reservations and a ratio of 0.7-0.8% in the private contracts. So basically, we have a very high level of quality in the pre-sales.
Very good.
Okay, we have a couple more questions. The first one coming from investor Humberto Cambiaso. Is the 2019 delivery target still at 1,200 units?
Okay, here we always have talked about complying the lower rates for the year. The business plan is, as you can see, is running as it was planned. So by this time of the year, we want to be prudent, and we want to ensure that we will comply our BP targets.
Good. The last question coming in from Nuria from Coispania is whether you are concerned about the high amount of work in progress, all the construction going on in Spain or not.
Not really. It is true that there's some parts of Spain where construction is more concentrated. We are dealing with that situation. We are a strong group. We have a huge capacity for construction, and the progress of all of our works, work in progress, as you have seen, is going as it was scheduled, as it was planned. So that's not a worry for us. We are developers. We control very much all of our constructions, and all the planification is being complied with our plannings.
Very good. At this time, if anyone wants to add one last question, operator, is there anyone on the line?
Yes, there's still no questions over the phone lines. You may continue.
Very good. If that's the case, then we're going to wrap up here the Q3 2019 Neinor Homes results earnings call. Thank you very much, everyone, for participation. Operator, you can now close the call.